major league career consists of 21 games that year?
Well, I was playing in Baltimore at the time, and they came up, and I believe Eric Thomas scouted me for the A's. And
Aaron Thomas?
Eric Thomas.
Oh, I see.
And he bought me.
Fine.
It was a conditional sale. I was to stay with him until the 1st of April, I believe, or they had the 15th of April to decide whether they're going to keep me or not. And I went into service, so that's why I was returned to Baltimore.
I see. Now, did you spend the whole 43 season with the A's?
No, just at the end of the 43, after the International League season ended.
Oh, that's when they bought you?
They bought me
on
the conditional sale, and I was only there from the end of the International League season until the American League season ended.
Okay, and then you went into service.
Right.
Do you recall what month that was? What month and year? Was it over the winter of
43? Well, no, 94? I went into service in April.
Of 44.
Of 44, and then they returned my contract after I couldn't play. They had paid so much down, and so much if they kept me, I don't know what it was. But
what branch of the service did you go in?
I was in the Marine Corps.
I see. Did you do any overseas travel?
Well, if you call Hawaii overseas, it wouldn't be now, I guess. All I did in the service, well, the majority of the time after boot camp was I played in the base baseball team and went overseas.
Was this at Parris Island?
At Parris Island, and then I was at Camp Lejeune for a little while and Camp Pendleton in the winter for a little while, and then shipped overseas, and they took me off of the ship at Pearl Harbor, and we played with the FMF Marine Corps team.
Great. Did you get to play in the so-called Little World Series while you were there?
Over in Hawaii,
yes.
They had, that was the time we played. I played with the FMF team, that's right.
I see.
Dan Topping, who later, or at that time, was in the group that bought the Yankees, he was our CO over there.
No kidding. Fine. So you spent the duration of the war in Honolulu.
That's right.
I see. Now, what happened when you came back? Did you go to the A's training camp?
Or no.
Have you been assigned outright to Baltimore again?
Well, see, when I went into service, I returned my contract because it was on a conditional sale, and it had to pay X amount of dollars, and when I went into service, I just returned it.
Okay. Now, did you play with Baltimore in 46?
Right. I played there 46 and 47.
How long did you stay in the minors? When did you stop playing organized ball?
Well, after that, I went managing, and I was a playing manager for the Philadelphia A's.
Mm-hmm.
And I stayed there until 53 was the last year I was playing manager. And then I joined the Baltimore club in 54 as a minor league manager, but I wasn't a playing manager anymore.
I see. Have you been with Baltimore ever since?
Right.
The organization?
Right.
It sounds like you and Frank Scaff have somewhat parallel careers. They interviewed Frank, and he was with the A's for only 43, and he started managing in the minors in 46.
Right. And the fact is, I came out of the service in 46. Jim Honeychick was with the Baltimore club, the American League umpire, and they released him when they put me on the roster, and Jim went umpiring, and in 2 years, he's in the major leagues, and I'm struggling in the minor leagues.
Gee, that's something. I didn't realize that he had played minor league ball.
Oh, yeah, he's a pretty good ball player, Jim. Uh-huh. He could run, and he's put on quite a bit of weight now, but he's still was a good ball player. He could run real well.
Before we get back to discussing the 43 A's in more detailed terms, I'd like to ask you a few more questions about the Marine team you were on. Were there any other major leaguers on the club?
Oh, we had a good ball player, yeah. Willard Marshall was on our ball club. We had some old-timers that had been on. Dee Moore was up for a while, and Wimpy Quinn, Nippy Jones played on our club, who, if you remember, had the ball hit on his shoe in the World Series.
Right.
He was on our club, and I can't really. That's about most of them, I guess, that were major leaguers.
Now, you say Wimpy Quinn. Was that Frank Quinn who played later for the Red Sox?
No, this was a first baseman. He played with us, and he was a good ball player, a real good ball player. Would have played in the major leagues, but he got sick in the service, although we didn't know at the time, and had cancer. And I believe he only lived 2 years or so after he got out and died.
Holy smokes.
Yvonne DiCarlo was his sister-in-law,
uh-huh.
But he was a good-looking ball player.
Hmm. Now you say that you did play in the Little World Series.
I was on the team. I played there. Geez, you know, really, I don't even know if I got in the game or not. I didn't play very much.
Okay, but you were there, and I'd like you to tell me exactly what happened. I've heard stories about there being thousands of people up and thousands turned away.
Well, during this, I'll tell you, at that time, every game we played, our home field was called Furlong Field over there. And we never played a game that it wasn't full. But there were so many servicemen there and not much to do, and they'd come out to see us play. I mean, everybody did. They had some great ball players in the league. Ted Williams came over and played a little while. Stan Musial played the whole season, and you can just go on. They had great players. I mean, Schoolboy Rowe was manager. Mm-hmm. Billy Herman was a manager. And, we never played that the place wasn't full.
Do you remember how many fans the park could accommodate?
Yeah, I'd say it was approximately 25,000-30,000 people. Mm-hmm. I mean, the field.
And mostly servicemen showed
up.
Oh,
that's
right. A lot of Honolulu citizens.
No, I'd say they didn't see any Honolulu citizens there at the time, but there might have been, but it was predominantly servicemen.
I see.
They had a winter league at that time, and the war ended, and that winter, Nippy Jones and I played with a team downtown. Now, they had going to Hawaiians, and Chinese had a different team, and so mm-hmm. on. And we got paid a little extra on the side for playing with them. And
great.
They were civilians there. Most of the fans there at those games were civilians.
So you stayed in Honolulu over the winter of 45 and then got discharged in the spring of 46.
That's right. Wasn't my idea to stay there.
No, I'm sure it wasn't. But there could have been worse places.
Well, that's right.
Honolulu's a nice town.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful.
In fact, I went there the first time when I was in the Navy. We steamed into Pearl for a few days. I was going to ask you one other question about the World Series. Oh, yes. Concerning the World Series, were the games played during the day or at night?
Day games.
Day games, okay. Right. The servicemen get passes to go? I mean, they just knock off work early?
I don't know what the procedure was to get in. I mean, frankly, our duty at the time was we were assigned to the ball team. Mm-hmm. And during the ball season, we had no duty except to play ball. Mm-hmm. Now, different ones were over there. Johnny Pesky had a club, and his ball club, some of the players, they assigned them different jobs in the Navy. Some of them were groundskeepers and so on and so on. Mm-hmm. But I don't know how they got there. Of course, you could always get leave some way during the day. And,
sure.
And it was a brownout or a blackout at night, so they all had to be played during the day.
Oh, no kidding.
Sure.
Even that late, huh?
Well, the war was still on, sure.
No kidding.
We had to be in. We had passes. You had to be off the street certain times at night, and I don't even remember what it was, to tell you the truth.
Uh-huh. That's something. Okay, let's get back to the 43 A's. Is there anyone that stands out in your mind from that club? I know you were with them only a short time.
Well,
there were some good ball players in that club.
Right. Lumen Harris was on the ball club, and I believe he had the distinction of losing 20 that year,
right.
But he showed me something. I mean, he challenged the Yankees with 2 days rest because everybody else had sore arms or something and didn't want to pitch against them.
No
and
kidding.
The Yankees were the powerhouse, and give me the ball. He went out and pitched. He wasn't afraid to pitch, I'll say that for him.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we had a lot of good ball players there, Dick Siebert. And one incident I remember real well with JoJo White was playing center field, and I was playing right field, and we were playing the White Sox, and Mr. Mack was still the manager, and he kept moving JoJo over closer to me and closer, and we ended up, I don't believe we were 50 yards apart in the outfield, and JoJo came over there and hollered over to me, or didn't even have to holler, he was that close. He said, well, the old man might know what he's doing, but this is one time I know he's wrong, and the very next pitch, the batter hit a line drive right to him. He didn't have to move an inch. He says, I'll never say another word.
That's something.
So,
were you playing left or right?
I was playing right field at the time.
Uh-huh.
And it was a right-hand hitter up. And Mr. Mack, everybody called him Mr. Mack. And when they talk about him, a lot of times they'd say the old man, not to be critical. It was just a
sure,
fond expression.
Yeah. What do you remember about Mr. Mack? What did you think of him as a manager?
At that time, he was sharp. He was a real excellent manager and had the respect of everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how long he stayed that way. In the latter year, probably the last year he had, they said he wasn't as good a manager he had been previously. But in that year, he was excellent.
Mm-hmm. What do you remember about Don Black? I think that he pitched his heart out that year. It was 6-16, and Matt gave both Harris and him bonuses after the year.
Well, Don was another pitcher that pitched excellent ball. I mean, that's all you can say about it. He was just a good pitcher.
Right.
They had a real bad ball club when I was there. I don't know if you call it a bad ball club, but we didn't win many. But some of the other clubs just had them outclassed, that's all.
Right. Were you in on the 20-game losing streak?
No, I just came at the... I was just at the tail end. And I don't know how many we lost, but we lost quite a few.
What do you remember about Eddie Mayo? He was with the club that year.
Right. Eddie was a real... Right. He was an excellent fella, a good man in the ball club, and I still regard him as an excellent person. Mm-hmm. Eddie was a good fella. I broke in, I believe I hit 12 straight games or something like that, break in the American League. Mm-hmm. And I remember one thing. The first day I played in Yankee Stadium, and I hit one to curve foul, and then the next day I did hit a home run off Hank Barroe into the bullpen, and Earl Brucker, the senior, he was in the bullpen, he caught the ball,
no kidding,
and gave it to me, and I got Mr. Mack to autograph, and I still have that one.
Wonderful. Good. You mentioned hitting a home run off Barroe. Did you have any other highlights yourself?
Well, not really. The highlight of me is just playing ball, really. I enjoy the game, it still is. Of course, you get to the major leagues, I mean, that's what everybody looks for and wants,
right.
And that's all you can ask for.
Do you have any interesting stories about travel restrictions during the war or food and gas rationing?
Well, not with the A's, because I wasn't there long enough, really. We play most of our games at home, except in Yankee Stadium, mm-hmm. except... in gas rationing, and we had an off day, excuse me, and I came home to Harrisburg, and I went back to Philadelphia, drove, and somebody down there, you had to have stamps for gas, and I went around hunting gas stamps so I could go home at the end of the season to purchase mm-hmm. gas, and I showed up at the ballpark, and I thought it was a single game with Cleveland, and it was a doubleheader. I pulled up and parked outside the ballpark, and I heard the national anthem. And I rushed in and put on my uniform as fast as I could and got to the dugout, and Mr. Mack looked at me, and I just said, no excuses. He says, that's all right, you can play the next game. And never a word was said, and the reason was that it was like it was hunting gas stamps, but talking about an embarrassed ball player.
Right.
I was it.
That's an interesting story. You said that you played with Pete Gray in the minors. Do you want to give me your impressions of him at that time?
Well, Pete was a coal miner, I guess you'd say. He played with Pine Grove over in that area, and he was a tough umbre, as we say. Mm-hmm. I played with Palmer, and we had some good battles. Pine Grove was our chief rival in the South Anthracite League at the time.
Excuse me, what was the name of the league?
South Anthracite.
Wow.
Which is the name of it comes from the coal regions.
Right.
And one thing about Pete showing he was a competitor, he'd play in, he'd slide in and slide with spikes high. Mm-hmm. And we had a fellow on our ball club was another coal miner, ex-coal miner, I would say. He's working at the Capitol in Harrisburg at the time. And they almost got in a fight, but Pete didn't back away, I'll say that for him, even though he had one arm.
Right.
Of course, it never came to blows, but for a minute it looked like it might.
Was he a good player in that league?
He was a good player in that league. He's one of the better players, that's for sure. He hit and hit well. He lacked power, but he showed me something. I was really surprised when he went in the professional baseball and done as well as he did, mm-hmm. but he got to the major leagues and done fairly well.
I see. Is there any other man that you played with or against during the war that you'd like to comment on? Any that stand out in your mind?
Well, I played with so many, really. I mean, in AAA, I played against about everybody that come through, and I just couldn't mention anyone.
Okay. Let's get back to the A's for a moment. I'll just throw out names, and if you happen to remember a funny story about them, let me know. How about Irv Ball, the infielder from Baltimore?
No, I know Irv real well, but like I say, really, you get to know stories about ball players when you travel on the road,
sure,
on trains and so on. And like I said, we hit a streak in Philadelphia where they ended the season at home.
Mm-hmm.
And I really...
So you have no road stories.
Right.
I see. Frank Graham Jr. wrote an article about World War II baseball several years ago in Sports Illustrated that interested me in the period for the first time. And he mentioned some player who came to the A's training camp, it may have been 43 in Wilmington or 44 in Frederick, Maryland, who had just gotten discharged from the service, and he filched a whole bunch of gloves from the military installation. And the gloves were in short supply then, and he brought them all to the training camp. Do you know who that was?
And I have no idea. I wasn't there at the time. I wasn't in spring training with the A's ever.
Okay,
yeah,
fine.
I wouldn't know.
See, Bobo Newsom wasn't with them that year. He came the next year. Did you ever hook up with Bobo in any capacity?
No, he didn't come through. The only ones I knew was the fellas that come through the minor leagues and come through the International League. I knew all of them went to the major leagues, but
yeah.
Bobo never came through there.